Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Ohio is where President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden will be facing off tonight in the first of three presidential debates. NPR's Amy Held says this initial debate of the 2020 campaign is taking place at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland.
Six topics are on the list, including the candidates' records, election integrity, and the Supreme Court. Biden and Trump have 2 minutes each to answer questions, then they get the chance to respond to each other. In all, the candidates have an hour and a half to make their cases to the American public, with just over a month to go before Election Day. Their last two debates take place next month in Miami and Nashville.
That's NPR's Amy Held. There's a special congressional election in Georgia today. Emma Hurt with member station WABE says voters are deciding which candidate will fill the remaining term of the late Democratic Congressman John Lewis.
There are seven candidates on this special election ballot, but none of them will have the opportunity to serve past the new year. After Lewis died, Georgia law required state party leaders to name a replacement Democratic nominee for the November ballot. That's because Lewis had already won his primary. The new nominee, State Senator Nikema Williams, is chair of the state Democratic Party, and she's not running in today's special election. This election determines who will fill out the rest of Lewis's term, but a runoff between the seven candidates is all but certain. That runoff would happen December 1st, which means the winner would only be a member of Congress for a few weeks. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
A state of emergency is in effect in three California counties because of wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom made the declaration for Napa, Sonoma, and Shasta counties, where fires have burned thousands of acres and killed at least three people since Sunday. The Glass Fire in Napa and Sonoma counties has burned across 36,000 acres. The Zog Fire in Shasta County has blackened 31,000, since strong winds have been fanning those flames. Police departments in multiple states are reporting temporary outages of their 911 system. Here's NPR's Eric Westervelt.
Police departments in Arizona, Minnesota, Colorado, and elsewhere tweeted about the temporary interruptions in their call systems, most of which lasted anywhere from a few minutes to half an hour. Cities affected encouraged people to use non-emergency lines to seek help. In Minnesota, the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office reported its 911 outage lasted a little over 30 minutes. Sheriff spokesman Andy Skugman said the cause of the outage is not yet known. That was echoed by Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus, who told NPR, "It may be more than just a technical equipment failure, but it's frustrating that we have very limited information." The head of the Federal Communications Commission tweeted that her agency would investigate. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. The number of COVID-19 deaths worldwide now tops 1 million. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has recorded more than 205,000 deaths, the most of any country. Brazil ranks second behind the U.S., followed by India and Mexico. Britain and the European Union are beginning a ninth round of trade talks today. As Terry Schultz reports, the two sides remain far apart as they attempt to reach a post-Brexit trade deal.
Negotiations on post-Brexit trade relations have been deadlocked for months, but British Prime Minister Boris Johnson maintains he will not request an extension past the December 31st deadline. A new arrangement is especially crucial for the border between EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland, where the current system of seamless trade, customs, and travel would cease to exist. After a Monday meeting with UK officials, EU Vice President Maroš Šefčovič wasn't optimistic.
"Many difficult issues remain. The UK's position are far apart from what the EU can accept."
More tension was added earlier this month when the British government introduced a bill it acknowledges would break international law on the Irish border. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The United Arab Emirates has announced plans for an unmanned moon mission. The spacecraft is to launch in 4 years. That announcement came earlier today, 2 months after the UAE launched a probe en route to Mars. Wall Street is coming off a day of sharp gains. The Dow added 410 points yesterday, or 1.5%. Dow futures this morning are down 35 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.